I believe you agree that every one of us have needs.
我相信我们大家都会同意，我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹，我们都生活当中都有自己的需要。
We have the psychological needs.
我们可能是一些心理上的需要。
And we have the spiritual needs.
也可能是我们这些属灵上的需要。
And we have the medical needs.
或者这是我们在医疗方面的需要。
And we have the need to know who is God.
我想最重要的就是我们到有一个需要，就是我们需要知道谁。
And we also have the need to know what's the meaning of life.
我们想知道生命的意义在什么地方。
Perhaps the greatest need.That all people have is the need for hope.
好了，我想我们最大的一个需要就是我们需要有一个有盼望的需要。
And hope is an essential and integrated part of our faith.
我想这个盼望是我们信仰当中非常核心的一个部分。
If you browse our church website, and then you will quickly find out a section called the Article of Faith.
如果你看我们教会的这个网页的话。你就发现上面有一段就是我们的信仰的一个宣告。
And we have 18 items describe what we are believing.
那我在里面大概有18条是来表述我们的信仰为何。
And each article has two parts.
那每一个文段的话大概两个部分。
The first part is the affirmation.
那第一段的话呢是一个肯定的。
And the second part is denial.
那第二个部分的话就是我们要否定的或者是拒绝的什么东西。
Affirmation is actually to ask the question what it is.
那这个肯定或者坚信的这个部分就是告诉我们就是问一个问题就是我们信的是什么。
And denial is ask the question what it is not.
那这个否定的这个部分就是关于是我们什么东西是我们要拒绝的。
And what it is to make awareness of our truth.
我想我们讨论说我们信的是什么的话就像我们知道我们的真理我们信的真理何在
What it is not is let us beware of the falsehood
那关于说我们要否定的要拒绝的话就是知道我们生命当中我们可以遇到有哪些一些错误的教训
And today I'm going to focus on one of our article of faith article number 4
那我们今天我们要讨论的话就是我们的这个信仰的这个宣告的第四条
And as a matter of fact, I received an email recently, and people comment on this article of faith.
其实我就在最近啊，我也收到了一个电子邮件，有人的话呢，关于这个第四条的话，有这样有说一些话。
And then I wondering why he questioned me.
那我当时我就想说，他为什么会对我有这样的疑问呢
？And then I read the article carefully.
然后我就很仔细的来读了这一段。
And I found out there's a word.Misplaced to some a place which is not ought to be there.
我就发现说，其实我是在那个我们在那个地方呢，有一个词的话是印错了。
So I make the correction.
所以我就做了这个更正。
So it become very clear now.
所以现在的话就更清楚了。
And I'm going to read it to you, and you listen carefully.
我就把这段话要读给大家听，大家仔细来听。
So our statement of faith number 4 reads like this.We affirm that Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation, the only mediator between God and humanity.
我们坚信耶稣基督是我们蒙恩得救的唯一途径，他是神与人之间独一无二的中保。
And this part two, part one, part two reads like this: We deny that everyone is saved in any other way than by Jesus Christ and His gospel.The Bible offers no hope that sincere worshippers of other religions will be saved without a personal faith in Jesus Christ.
接下来我们读第二个部分。我们否定任何人可以借着在耶稣基督和他的福音以外的任何方法得救。圣经没有提供盼望给那些在其他宗教内诚心敬拜却没有与基督耶稣建立个人信心关系的人。
So today I'm going to focus on the concept that Jesus Christ is our only hope.
那我今天的我正道啊，我的就要集中讨论的就是这里刚刚提到的一点，就是耶稣基督是我们得救蒙恩得救的唯一的途径。
As a matter of fact, the Bible is a book of hope.
其实我们知道，圣经就是一本充满了盼望的书。
If you open the Bible, the first paragraph reads.
我们当打开圣经的时候，我们读到第一段话就这样写道
In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地
And now the earth was formless and empty
地是空虚混沌
Darkness was over the surface of the deep And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters
渊面黑暗神的灵运行在水面上
And God said, let there be light and there was light.
神说要有光，就有了光。
So this gives us a connotation that what hope is really is.
这就告诉了我们，知道我们知道说我们的盼望在什么地方。
Hope is after darkness, light.
那我们在讲的这个盼望的话，希望的话，就是在黑暗之后有光。
And Jesus, I am the light of life.
耶稣也说他是生命的光。
And whoever follows me will no longer in darkness.
谁跟随我的话，就不在黑暗中行。
Now, formless and empty and darkness, is it an accurate description of the human condition?
我们这里看到提到的，圣经中提到的这个空虚、混沌、渊面、黑暗，是不是正好是对我们人类我们所处的情况的一个描述
？But God doesn't want to leave us in that condition.
但是我们知道神不想让我们停留在那样的光景当中。
He gave it light.
他给了我们光。
And light is our hope.
光就是我们的希望。
Psalm 119 verse 114 says,
诗篇119篇114节这样说道
You are my refuge and my shield. Your word is my source or my hope.
你是我的避难所，我的盾牌，我仰望你的话。
So the Chinese translation is a little bit different. In English says, the word is my source of hope, but the Chinese translate as,We're looking forward to your words.
这个中文的翻译的话跟英文的话稍微有点不同。这个中文的翻译是用了仰望这个词。但是如果是按照英文的话它是有一个就是说神的话语是我们希望的源头。
So we're looking forward to something, and that is a reality of hope.
我想当我们盼望一个事情的时候这个事情也是我们的一个希望。
God is our refuge and our shield, and these are all defensive measures.
神他是我们的避难所是我们的盾牌这都是我们的可以依靠的一个防御的工具
But the Bible says even these defensive measures fail we still have hope
但是即使这些过去的话我们同样还是有盼望
And C.S. Lewis in his famous book Mere Christianity mentioned about seven virtues
C.S. Lewis 在他的书中提到了在 Mere Christianity 这本书中提到了有七个品德好的品德德行
And then four of them, he called them cardinal virtues.
其中四个的话，我们可以理解成为是我们就是基本的一个道德或者品德。
And then the other three, he called them theological virtues.
那其他的三条的话呢，好像是跟我们属灵有关的，属于属灵的道德。
So cardinal virtue consists of prudence.
那这个基本的这个道德美德的话呢，包括的就是谨慎
，temperance.
节制。
Justice,
公正
and fortitude,
坚毅
and then the three theological virtues are faith, hope, and charity.
那么这个属灵有关的三个品德的话就是信望爱
Now in the Bible, hope is not what we normally conceive as a wishful thinking.
我想在圣经当中，我们讲的这个盼望的话，不只是一个好像一个天真的想法。
I hope to be rich.
也许我们会说我想成为大富翁。
And the young people say, I hope to pass this test.
跟年轻人说，我希望能够通过这个考试。
And then for you IBM, I hope I will not get laid off this round.
作为 IBM 的工作人员说，我说我们希望我们不会被裁掉。
And all of us hope that we don't have cancer.
我想我们大家都希望我们身体健康，不会有得癌症。
So these are very existential hope that we all longing for.
我想这都是我们大家都可能有的一些盼望、希望。
But the biblical concept of hope is a continual looking forward to the eternal world.
那它根据圣经的话，我教导我们的盼望，我们的望的话，是持续的、不断的盼望那永恒的世界。
So it's not just like the modern people thought. Hope is really an escapism.
那不像好像我们现代主义的人，他们想的说，希望就是一个好像逃避现实。
So we are in the world, but we are not of the world.
我们在这个世界当中，但是我们并不属于这个世界。
And hope is not just what I mentioned; it's a wishful thinking.
而且这个盼望的话呢，也不只是好像一个美好的一个想法，天真的想法。
And Paul's life gives us a good definition of hope.
保罗他的生命也给了我们一个关于这个盼望的一个很好的一个定义。
And in Philippians chapter 1 verse 23 to verse 6,
在腓立比书第一章的23到26节有这样提到。
I'm torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ.Which is far better.
他说我真在两难之间，我想要离开这个世界和基督在一起是好的无比的。
So see, Paul is looking forward to the eternal world.
所以我们看到在这个地方保罗他其实他是期待着有永恒的生命
And he loved to be there.
他也希望能够和主耶稣基督在一起。
But it's more necessary for you that I remain in the body.
但是因为为了我们的好处他愿意跟我们在一起。
So Paul really said that my mission on this earth is not finished.
他说其实我在这个世界上我的使命还没有完成。
And even though I love this world, but I like to stay here for your own sake.
尽管我真的是愿意跟主耶稣在一起但是我还是要在这里和你们在一起为了你们的好处。
And this is why he said in verse 26, through my being with you again, your joy in Christ Jesus will overflow on account of me.
所以在26节他有这样说的他说叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐因我再到你们那里去就越发加增
And it's a very interesting observation
在这个地方我们看到一个很有趣的一个现象
And history told us that those who thought most of the eternal world did most of the present world
在历史上有很多的事情告诉我们说那些他关注永恒生命的人他们其实在 当时的世界其实做了最多的事情
However, those who fix their eyes only on this present world will get neither
但是那些他们其实把眼睛只盯紧在当时的世界的人他们其实什么都没有得到
And one obvious example is Apostle Paul and the apostles around him
我们知道一个 很熟悉的一个例子的话那就是使徒保罗和他周围的那些别的使徒
And they set on foot for the conversion of the Roman Empire
他在地球上留下这脚印要为了在罗马帝国来传福音
He labored tremendously for the sake of the gospel
他为了福音的缘故他付上了极大的代价
Now during the Middle Age there are many many spiritual giants
其实在中世纪的话在欧洲有非常多的属灵的伟人
And who left a footprint on this earth
他们在这个世界上把他们 留下他们在世界上的自己的脚印
And examples abound
他们有很多这样的例子
Thomas Aquinas who is a theologian
其中一位 Thomas 的话他是一个神学家
And John Wycliffe is the one who influenced the English Catholic Church.
那另外一个的话是 John Wycliffe, 他影响了英国的天主教。
And everybody is familiar with Luther Martin. Martin Luther.
大家都很熟悉，就是马丁路德。
And he's a reformer.
他是改革中。
And then William Tyndale is the translator of the Bible into English.And for this effort, he was persecuted.
那另外一个的话是 William, 他是把这个圣经翻译成英文的，他也因此被杀害。
And John Newton is the one who was the captain of a slave ship.
那另外一个的话，我们都也很熟悉的，就是 John Newton, 他其实是一个贩运奴隶的这个船的船长。
And because he accepted Jesus Christ and he abolished the slave trade.
那因为他后来接受了主耶稣基督他因此他帮助废除了这个奴隶的交易
So those who thought most of the eternal world did most of the present world
所以这些人当他们把他们眼睛都定睛在这个永恒的世界的时候他们在当时的世界也取得了最大的成就
And the Bible has some negative example also
但是在圣经当中其实我们也有一些负面的一些例子
And Demas was a faithful helper of Paul
那其中一个例子就是关于迪马他其实曾经是使徒保罗的一个非常忠心的一个助手
and Paul called him a fellow laborer
那就是保罗也称他是他一个亲爱的一个同工
but during Paul was in prison in Rome he deserted Paul
但是当保罗在罗马的监狱的时候他却离弃了保罗
why?
为什么呢
Well, because he found out the cost of discipleship is too high for him.
因为他发现说要成为使徒的话，付出的代价其实他不愿意付出的。
And then the Bible said, because he loved the world, so he left Paul.
圣经当中有说到说，因为他贪爱现今的世界，所以他离开了保罗。
And he became ineffective in his earthly ministry.
所以在他属世的这个一切的侍奉当中，他其实变得非常的没有效率。
And those who fix their eyes on this present world will get nothing.
所以当我如果我们把眼睛只盯紧在现今的这个世界上的时候，我们其实会一无所获。
Several years ago, I went on a business trip to Venice, Italy.
在几年前的话呢，那我有去这个意大利的威尼斯出差。
And after that, I took a train ride to Florence.
那我在那个时候我就有机会呢，我坐火车去了另外一个城市叫佛罗伦斯。
And at that time I don't know, but when later on I found out I passing by the vicinity of a very little town called Solferino.
那我当时我其实我不知道，其实后来我才发现，我在这个旅行当中呢，我很近的，就是通距离一个很小镇非常的近，那个小镇的名字叫 Solferino。
So history told us the first of the bloodiest battle of the 19th century was fought here.
那个小镇的话呢，其实在19世纪啊，有一个非常血腥或者说最血腥的一场战争在那个地方发生。
And the battle was between France, Italy, they aligned with one another and fight against Austria.
那个战争的话呢，是有两一方的话是法国和意大利的一个联军，另外一边的话是奥地利。
And then the Allied army was led by Napoleon the Third.
那这个联军的话呢，是拿破仑三世所带领。
And he was the nephew of the Napoleon Bonaparte that you all know about.
那他是那个我们大家都很熟悉的那个拿破仑的他的侄儿。
And to make the long story short, the battle was won by Napoleon.
那长话短说，那这场战争的话呢，这个拿破仑他们率领的军队他们
把他得胜了。Austria was defeated.
那奥地利被打败了。
And Solferino was the battlefield.
Solferino 呢，就是那个战场的那战场的地方。
And the casualty was tremendous.
那个战场那个战争呢，有很大的伤亡。
It was just a one-day battle.
其实只是一天的一个战争。
Happened in June 24, 1859.
那发生的时间是在1859年6月24日。
23,000 people died.
有两万三千人的话呢死亡。
And then the ground was soaked with blood.
那这个战场上呢，真是地上都被鲜血所充满流满了鲜血。
And the body sent up a stench.
而且这个尸体的话呢，也发出很多的臭味。
Now there's another man who were not aware of what had happened.
那在那个时候有另外一位人，他并不知道这个战争的发生。
And his name is not a household name.
而且他的名字的话也并不是为大家所熟知。
And his name is Henry Dunant.
那他的名字是 Henry Dunant.
And he was a Switzerland man.
他是一个瑞士人。
And he was very successful in his business.
他是一个非常成功的一个商人。
At that time he was in North Africa, Algeria.
他那个时候的话在北非的阿尔及利亚。
And then he said to himself, I'm going to see Napoleon to get the land and water right for my business.
他那时候就想说啊，我要去见这个拿破仑，我要想得到这个关于土地或使用水的这个资格。
And then he inevitably toured the battlefield.
他到意大利的时候呢，他就去看了那个战场。
And he witnessed the aftermath of the war.
然后他也看到了这个战争所带来的很多的灾难。
What he saw was a chaotic situation.
是一个非常混乱的一个状况。
Unspeakable despair.
而且是无法名状的一个绝望。是非常的伤感。
And then he saw those bodies was living there and nobody cared about.
而且看到有很多的受伤的或者尸体的话，就留在那个地方，没有人去照顾。
So after the trip, he wrote a book.
所以他经过那个去了那个地方以后，他写了一本书。
And to record the memories and experience of his trip.
他为了记录他在那个战场的那个所见所闻。
And this book is called A Memory of Solferino.
那这本书的名字就是 Solferino 的回忆录。
So this book has a tremendous influence to the European.
这本书的话对当时的欧洲有非常大的影响。
And in 1863, it created an international committee of the Red Cross.
也就是因为受这本书的影响，在1863年，这个国际的红十字会成立了。
And we know the Red Cross is a really a relief effort, and to help the wounded in the battlefield and improve the care for those nobody care.
我们也知道这个红十字会的话是他们有一个使命，就是在战场中受伤的起到这个救援的作用。
In the next year, another idea came up in his mind.
在过了几年后，那他有一个另外的一个主意。
And this idea and not.It was materialized not until 1949. And then it was the Geneva Convention.
他的这个主意的话是很早就有，但是直到了1949年才得以实现。这就是我们讲的日内瓦公约。
This Geneva Convention is really a humanitarian effort to treat nicely and humanely of the victim of war.
啊，那他这个日内瓦公约，它其实就是关于说要如何能够有人道的来对待战争中所受伤的人或者是战俘。
So he was a Christian.
啊，他是一个基督徒。
As a matter of fact, he was a Reformed Christian.
啊，他也是一个改革中的基督徒。
So we see from his life that those who thought most of the eternal world did most of the present world.
啊，所以我们看到在这是另外的一个例子，我们看到。当我们真的是眼睛定在永恒的世界上的时候，他们在现当今的世界，他们取得了更多的成就。
Unfortunately, at the last 10 years of his life, he became less religion.
啊，但是很遗憾的是，在他生命当中最后的10年当中，啊，他的灵性有退步。
And his spiritual life was regress.
啊，所以他的属灵的生命的话有退步。
And as a result, people slowly forgot about him.
其实也正是因为如此，所以就人们慢慢的也遗忘了他。
Unfortunately, in 1901, he was the recipient of the first Nobel Peace Prize.
那也很幸运的是，他在1901年，他成了第一位的这个诺贝尔和平奖的得主。
So what do we learn from this history?
我们从这段历史当中，我们学到了什么样的功课呢
？I think we ought to tell ourselves that make ourselves effective in the present world.
那我想告诉我们的就是说，我们要很善用今生。
But we got to look forward to the next world.
但是我们要默想来世，来生。
And then you may have a question that is this future world real or just an imagination?
啊，也许你可能会问到说，这个我们来世的话是一个真实的，还是一个我们自己的一个天才的想象
？And let me tell you something to and let you make the logical deduction.
但是我想给你这样的一个例子，所以你可以自己做一个符合逻辑的这样的一个推断。
So we all are different.
我们都是不同的人。
We have ethnic and racial differences.
我们有这个我们的民族种族的不差异。
We have cultural and educational differences.
我们也有文化和我们所受的教育的差异。
We have social difference, gender difference, and environmental differences.
我们也是社会背景、我们的性别这些等等也都不同。
But that's very important. Regardless of our differences, human beings seem to have a common set of ethics based on which we are to tell what is right and what's wrong.
但是尽管我们有着这么多如此多的不同，我们人类但是却有一套我们一些道德的一些标准，可以让我们知道什么是对，什么是错。
So we all agree that torturing a baby is wrong.
我们都同意说，如果是虐待一个小孩子、小 baby 的话是不应该的，错的。
Anybody disagree?No.
大家都同意吗
？Stealing is bad.
我们也知道说偷窃也是坏的。
Unkind to people is not a good thing.
我们如果对人不友善也是不对的。
The Nazi Holocaust was very, very bad.
我们也知道纳粹的这个大屠杀的话也是非常非常的坏。
On the other hand, we all agree love is a high virtue.
但是从另外一个角度来说，我们都同意爱是一个非常高的一个美德。
And helping people is commendable.
我们也知道说，我们当我们帮人、帮助人的话，也是值得赞扬的。
Sacrifices for others is noble.
我们也知道说，如果为他人牺牲的话，也是件高贵的事情。
And Jesus said, which is called the golden rule, one should treat others as one would like others to treat yourself. Nobody disagrees with this golden rule.
我们也知道耶稣也告诉我们说，我们要待人如己，己所不欲，勿施于人。这个我们大家都很同意，这是一个非常好的一个原则。
And one could not help but ask, where this common objective moral value come from?
也许你看到这些的时候，你可能会问到说，我们这些统一的这些道德的标准是从何而来
？Since it is invariant among people,
因为在众人的东西，在这个道德标准是没有改变的，是都是一致的。
But we all have the same set of ethics.
我们都有同样的这样的道德标准。
So it must come from the same source.
所以我们很容易的就想到说，那我们这些统一的这个道德标准应该是从同一个源头而来。
So does it point to the existence of personal and moral God?
这样的一个源头是不是告诉我们是指向了一个个人的，而且是一个道德的神呢
？Is it not the moral law giver?
是不是有一个道德律的赐予者
？We further ask the question: What makes this objective moral morality meaningful?
而且我们另外的一个问题就是，我们讲这些道德。有什么东西使这些道德有意义
？If morality has no consequence，
如果这些道德的标准的话，它并不会带来任何的结果的话
，ethics has no meaning，
那带来任何的后果的话，那我们这个道德就没有任何意义了。
And this is why in all societies, we have some form of judicial systems.
啊，所以这就是为什么我们所有的这些人的社会都有某一种形式的这样的司法的这个机构。
But no judicial system on this earth is perfect.
但是我们知道，在这个世界上，在这个地球上，没有任何的这个司法的这个系统是完美无缺的。
And injustice happen all the places and all the time.
那不公正的事情也会经常发生。
Good people suffer and bad people prosper and good people get persecuted.
我们也看到有好的人受伤害，但是发现不好的人却兴旺，而且我们看到一些无辜的人也被迫害。
And we saw people unjustifiably thrown into jail.
那有些人他很不公正的被送到投入了监狱当中。
And criminals get away with the law.
我们也看到有些罪犯他们其实却没有受到法律的制裁。
Now, if justice cannot be done in this world, and if justice ultimately ought to be done, there must exist another world for justice to prevail.
所以我们看到，如果这个公正公义如果在这个世界上并没有能够完全得到满足，而且这个公正公义又必须要能够成就的话，那就告诉我们说，有一个另外的世界可以让我们得到这些公正公义。
Several deductions.
所以这里我们可以从中我们可以推出一些东西来。
First, there must be a judgment in the other world.
第一的话就告诉我们说，在另外的一个世界，我们必然会有审判。
So the justice can be restored.
所以在那个审判当中，公正公义能够得到重建。
And secondly, we must survive the grave. That means we must have life after death.
那第二的话就是说，我们必须要能够超越这个死亡。
In order that we are able to stand trial.
因为只有如此，我们才能够站在审判台前。
And there must be a perfect judge who must be utterly righteous in his heart.
而且我们也必须要有一个完美无缺的一个公正公义的一个审判官。
But a perfect righteous judge is not enough.
但是一个完全公正公义的审判官还不够。
He must have perfect knowledge to understand the overwhelming amount of evidences.
他还必须要能够知道一切的所有的这些证据和发生的事情。
And he must be present everywhere so that no evidence will be ignored.
所以他必须要在任何的场所都能够出现，他能够知道所有的证据。
Does this description point to the holy, omniscient, and omnipresent God of the Bible?
所以我们刚才讲的这些，是不是正好指向了一个圣洁的、全知的，而且是无所不在的神呢
？So as a believer, we must look beyond the grave, and look forward to Jesus, who has opened the door for heaven for us.
所以作为一个信徒的话，我们的眼界必须要超过死亡，超过坟墓。我们要看到主耶稣基督，他为我们打开了天堂的门。
And every journey must have a destination in view.
所以我们每一段旅程的话，我们都要能够看到我们的终点。
So everybody agree, right? Every journey must have the destination in view.
所以每一个旅途的话，我们都要知道我们的终点何在。
So therefore, the purpose and reason why we live in this world is notDefined by our thinking, but defined by what will happen in the future.
所以我们在这个世界上，我们存活的意义的话，不完全由我们自己来定义，而由我们将来我们要所处的世界来定义。
So, ever since Adam and Eve sinned, the humanity is fallen into a miserable situation.
自从亚当和夏娃他们犯罪以后，我们整个世界就堕落了。
And our world history is marked by problems, darkness, and hopelessness.
所以我们知道，我们人类的历史一面充满了问题，充满了黑暗，充满了无助。
And all these problems cannot be solved by human attempt.
而且所有的这些问题的话，都不能够通过人的靠自身的努力来解决。
But Jesus came and died for our sin.
我们知道主耶稣他来到世界上，他为了我们的罪被钉死。
And then he resurrected and gave us new life.
他又三天以后复活，给了我们永生的盼望。
And the hope is one day he will come again.
我们的一个盼望就是他还会再来。
And the prophet Joel said, "That day is the day of the Lord."
先知约珥这样说，那一天是主的日子。
And this is a crisis moment.
所以那个时刻是基督的时刻。
And those who are redeemed, and this is the day of the light and brightness and joy and hope.
对于那些会得到救赎的人的话，那是一个。充满光明，充满喜乐的一天。
And but for those who reject Christ, the day of the Lord is a day of miserable, unspeakable darkness.
对那些会被 抛弃的人，那个主那一日的话，对他们来说是一个黑暗的日子。
And Billy Graham in his autobiography, Just As I Am, and have recorded the following story.
那格里汉牧师在他的自传，就是照着本相，他有这样一段记载。
And after World War II, he was preaching in Europe.
在二次世界大战之后，他有到欧洲去传道。
And for some reason, the West Germany Chancellor by the name of Konrad Adenauer invited him to his office.
那在那个时候，西德的这个总统把他邀请到他的办公室。
So he went, and coffee was served.
他去了以后，格林汉姆去了以后呢，他们也喝了一些咖啡。
And before he took the first sip of the coffee, this Chancellor looked him in the eyes and asked him a question.
在他喝咖啡之前的话呢，这个德国的西德的这个总统的话就问了他一个问题。
Mr. Graham, do you believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead?
他就问格林汉姆说，你是不是确信主耶稣基督已经从死里复活？
And this young evangelist was all of a sudden, I don't know what to do, it was surprised.
那这位年轻的这个传福音的格林汉姆斯，他一下子不知道怎么去回答好。
But he said it with confidence.
但是他很有信心的这样说。
I most certainly do.
他说我非常确信的知道。
Now the chancellor walked away and went to the window and looked out to the ruin of the fractured world.
那这个西德这个总统他就离开，他走到窗户前，他看到外面的一片废墟。
And after a long pause, he said,
这里沉默了一阵子以后，他这样说道。
So do I. If Jesus is not risen from the dead, there's not a glimmer of hope for the human race.
他说，我也坚信，如果主耶稣基督他没有从死里复活的话，那我们整个人类就没有任何一丝的盼望。
Conrad Adenauer was right. Outside of the resurrection of Jesus, we do not know of any other hope for this world.
所以他说的真的是不错，在主耶稣之外，人类没有任何别的盼望。
And then another story also about Billy Graham's family.
那另外一个故事的话呢，也是和格林汉牧师他自己家庭有关系。
And then Billy Graham has 5 children.
格林汉牧师他有5个小孩。
And the third one is also by the name of Ruth, named after her mother.
那第三个小孩女孩的话，她的名字叫路德，也是跟她太太的名字取的。
And at 11, he committed to Jesus Christ.
在他11岁的时候，他有决志信主。
At 15, he was left home and then to a boarding school.
在他15岁的时候，他离开家去了一个住宿学校。
But he suffered from a very severe disease.
但是身体有问题，有个重病。
And after all, she is a good girl.
但是除此以外的话，她是一个非常不错的女孩子。
She was grew up in the 60s, the counterculture environment.
那她是在60年代出生长大，那个时候的话正好是反文化的运动很高潮的时候。
But she didn't smoke and didn't drink and do any drug.
但是她在那样的环境当中的时候，她不抽烟不喝酒也不吸毒。
And then he got married later.
然后她后来她就结婚。
Now in 1990 was a terrible year.
但是到了1990年的话，对来说是一个非常糟糕的一年。
And his world fell apart.
他的家庭，他自己的家庭的话呢，破裂了。
He was divorced from a husband of 18 years because her husband committed adultery.
她和他结婚了有18年的丈夫，他们分手了，因为她丈夫犯了这个婚外情。
And then his life was devastated.
所以他的生活是真的是非常的糟糕到那个时候。
But for some reason, he got married pretty soon.
但是很奇怪的是，他很快的又结婚了。
On the second marriage, she said, within 24 hours, she found out she made a terrible mistake.
但是他的第二婚姻是他结婚，但第二婚姻他结婚大概不超过24小时。他就知道他犯了一个很大的错误。
And she not only suffered for herself, her children suffered too.
而且他不但自己遭受了各样的苦难，他的小孩子也遭受各样的苦难。
A daughter developed an eating disorder.
他的一个女儿的话有这个厌食方面的饮食方面的一个问题。
And the son was entering into drug abuse and rehabilitation program.
那他的儿子的话呢，因为有这个吸毒方面的问题。所以他进了这个吸毒的戒毒所。
And the daughter had 2 children out of the wedlock.
那他的另外一个女儿的话呢，在结婚之前就有两个，就生了两个女孩子，两个女儿。
So she questioned God.
所以在那个时候，她有质问神。
I'm a perfect wife.
她说我是一个非常完美的一个妻子。
I'm a wonderful mother.
我也是一个非常好的妈妈。
I'm an active in church.
我在教会当中有很多的侍奉。
I teach Bible school.
我也教主日学。
And I'm 40 years old now.
我现在已经40岁了。
Why have to go through all these sufferings?
我为什么要经过这么多的苦难？
Why don't you take care of me?
为什么你没有能够来照顾我？
Anyway, she decided to go home.
陈会长说她后来的决定要回家。
But she was very hesitated.
但是她却非常的犹豫。
Don't know what to say with her mother and father.
因为她真是不知道该怎么样跟她的父亲母亲说。
But eventually, she said, I do it.
但是最终他决定说他要回家。
Not knowing what her mother will say to her.
他不知道他，尽管他不知道他妈妈会怎么样对他说。
And she called home and the mother picked up the phone.
他就给家里打了个电话，他妈妈拿起了电话。
And the mother said only two words.
他妈妈只给他说了两个字。
Come home.
回家。
Come home.
回家。
So our heavenly father makes the same invitation to us.
我们也知道我们在天上的天父，他也给了我们同样的邀请。
And we should be thankful that we have a home to go back to.
我们要有一个感恩的心，我们在天上有个家可以回家。
This is our hope.
这就是我们的盼望。
So as she drove back, and then at the last turn into the driveway, she saw a man standing in front of the house.
所以当她回家的时候，她开车回家，当她转过她车道的最后一个弯的时候，她在看到在房前有位男人站立在那个地方。
It was her father.
那就是他的父亲
Billy Graham,
格里汉牧师
and Billy Graham didn't say anything.
格里汉牧师没有说任何的话
embrace her,
就是拥抱了他
also say two words.
其实他也还说了两个字
welcome home,
欢迎回家
are we comforted that we not only can go home and we are welcome in our heavenly home?
我们心中内心是不是有这样的喜悦有这样的安慰我们不但可以回家而且我们可以被欢迎回家。
Now God always uses sufferings and calamity in our life to do something good for other people.
我们也知道，神经常用我们生命当中的一些苦难、一些灾难，来为他人、为了别人的好处。
And Ruth wrote a book.
那这个格里汉牧师这个女儿 Ruth 的话，路德的话，她也写了一本书。
In every pew sits a broken heart.
她说，在任何的一个地方都有一个破碎的心。
So we have so many pews right here.
我们这里有这么多的长椅子。
I don't know what kind of a problem you have in your life.
我们不知道你生命当中你有什么样的问题。
But I believe we have some broken heart right here.
但是我们知道我们肯定会有一些破碎的心。
And this book offers hope to the hurting.
这个给了这样的话，我们知道这样的道理，给了我们有破碎的心，有希望。
And he also set up an online column.
他也在网络上有这样的一个专栏
，and call safe place and then colon being authentic in an inauthentic world。
他这个专栏题目就是一个安全的所在，是一个可以你倾吐心声的地方。
And through all these sufferings, God used her。
我们看到他经历了这么多的苦难，但是神却要大大的使用他。
And offer hope to other people。
他可以通过他把希望带给其他的人。
To so many hurting people.
有这么多有受到伤害过的人。
So in closing, I'm going to say a few words.
所以最后总结的话，我要说下几句话。
First of all, I would like to emphasize that man has no ability to repair this damaged planet. The flaw of human nature is too great.
那第一，我想告诉大家的是，我们作为人类，我们没有办法靠我们自己的努力来修复这个已经被破损的地球。
We are in the state.
而且我们因为人类，我们本身，我们人类本质当中的一些问题，我们没有办法能够做到这一点。
We are in a state of hopelessness.
其实我们现在是属于一种完全无助的状态当中。
And we live in a fallen, broken, corrupted, sick, and dying world.
因为我们住在一个完全堕落的一个世界当中。
But God is our only hope.
但是我们要记住，神是我们永远的盼望，唯一的盼望。
On world today, desperately hunger for hope.And yet, uncounted people have almost given up.
但是我们看到我们现今的世界，我们真的是都渴望有盼望，但是我们也知道那些没有得救的，他们都几乎要放弃。
There's a despair and hopelessness on every hand.
真的是有一个绝望，有一个无助感在每一个人的心中。
So as a Christian, we have our duty.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们有我们自己的一个责任。
Our duty is to proclaim this hope.
我们的责任
that is in Jesus.
我们的责任就是要宣告，主耶稣基督是我们永远的盼望，唯一的盼望。
Everybody remember in June 27 this year, the Supreme Court ruled the legalization of same-sex marriage.
大家我不知道是不是还记得，在今年呢，也就在六月的二十七号，美国的最高法院批准了同性婚姻。
Onset of a rapid moral decline.
我们知道，其实这样的一个法律的一个批准的话呢，是人类道德堕落的一个开始。
Our job is to spread the hope.And the truth to the world by sharing the hope in God of the gospel.
那我们的责任就是要把真理，要把盼望能够传递给世界上。
And our attitude is to be effective in our earthly ministry and look forward to the glorious heaven of Christ.
那我想我们的一个生活的态度就是我们要学习怎么样来善用今生，而且我们要来盼望来世。
And let us train ourselves to be heavenly minded.
也让我们能够培养我们自己，能够让我们真的是能够以天国为念。
And focus on eternity.
可以让我们能够把我们的注意力都放在永恒的事上。
And this doesn't come naturally.
我想这样的东西并不是好像很自然就能来的。
We need to use our will to do this to the glory of God.
我们要用我们自己的意志，用我们的要愿意去行。
And remembering that the meaning of life on earth is to be found in heaven.
我们知道我们在这世界上，我们的生命的意义其实是在天上能够找到。
So how do we share this hope to other people?
我们怎样把这样的盼望给大家分享呢？
And there are three steps.
我想有三个三步。
The first step is spirituality.
那第一的话，我们就是要有属灵。
Our heart must align with God's.
那我想我们的心要被神所照亮。
And our heart must revere Christ as Lord.
我们的心要承认主耶稣是我们的主。
And second step requires a lot of effort.
第二步的话，其实需要很多的努力。
Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have.
我们要时刻的准备，我们要向那些向我们询问我们盼望缘由的人来向他们说明。
Now, read it carefully to give answer to those who ask you.
这里要注意，就是有人来询问你盼望的缘由。
You don't tell people if they don't ask you.
这里是不是说，就是说，如果人家没有来询问的话呢，你不需要说。
But when people ask, you have to have an answer.
但是当人询问的时候，你必须要有一个答案。
But on the other hand, we are not going to sit there and waiting people to come to you and ask you question.
但是同时，我们也不能就是坐在那个地方等着别人来询问。
And we must gain some divine wisdom.To create opportunity so that people can come to ask you.
我们也需要，因为有些属神的一些智慧，能够让我们知道怎么创造一些环境，让人来问我们。
And 2 days ago, I went to see my doctor.
那两天前的话，我去看我的医生。
And this time, I learned a lesson. I deliberately bring a book along with me.
这次的话呢，我是很有意，就是故意的带了一本书。
And there's a TEE book.
这本书就是我们学的这个 TEE 的这本书。
Compendium of Pastoral Theology, The Life of Jesus.
就是
耶稣
生平。
Now the title is very attractive.
那我想这个书的这个题目的话呢，非常的有吸引力。
I deliberately put on the table.
我就故意把放在这个桌子上。
And the doctor said, "Hey, what you are doing?"
这个医生就说，你在干什么
？I said, "I'm learning Bible."
我就告诉他说我在学习圣经。
He said, "Oh, Matthew, I know Matthew is a tax collector."
然后他说，我知道这个马太的话是一个税吏。
And then Jesus is a good man.
我也知道耶稣是一个好人。
I said, "You seem to know a little bit Bible."
我就跟他说，好像你还是了解一些圣经的。
And he said, "I used to be a Catholic, and now I convert to Judaism."
他告诉我说，他以前的话是天主教徒，现在的话呢改信了犹太教。
And I asked him why.
我就问他为什么。
He said, "I'm a Jew."
他说其实因为我是犹太人。
I said you must know a little bit about the Old Testament.
我就跟他说，那你应该是知道一些这个旧约的东西。
Have you heard about Isaiah chapter 53?
我说你知不知道以赛亚书的第53章呢？
He said, "Yeah, I know."
他说我知道。
Does it the description of Jesus Christ?
他我就问他说，那以赛亚书第53章是不是描述的就是主耶稣基督呢？
And then I said, do you believe Jesus can perform miracle?
我问他说，你知不知道，你相不相信主耶稣可以行神迹呢？
Do you know what's the difference between your belief and my belief?
我问他说，你知不知道你的信仰和我的信仰的差别在什么地方？
And I told him that the only difference is we believe Jesus is God.
我就告诉他说，我们唯一的差别就是我坚信耶稣是主，是神。
And then he made a very interesting comment.
所以他就做了一个很有趣的一个评价。
And he said when one day Jesus come, we don't know whether this is the first time or second time.
他说如一天这个主耶稣再来的时候，其实我都不知道他是那是他的第一次来还是第二次来。
I asked him to read Isaiah 53 and have an open mind to think about who this paragraph points to.
我就告诉他说，你再去读一读以赛亚书的第53章，而且有一颗开放的心，能够来想一想53章他所讲的是谁。
So one, we must prepare ourselves to answer the question that people ask you.
所以我们必须要 有好好的预备来回答人家的问题。
And the third ingredient of spreading the hope and the gospel to people is we must have love toward other people.
那第三条我们要注意的就是我们必须要有爱心。
And the Bible teaches us do this with gentleness and respect.
他讲的时候，圣经也告诉我们说，我们要这样做的时候，我们要一个温柔的心，柔软的心。
Your view and his view may be different, but you've got a different respect the difference.
我想我们可能有不同的一些观点，但是我们要能够来包容一些不同的一些观点。
And answer your question with gentleness.
我们要很用温柔的心去问问题。
We're going not to argue people into the kingdom.
我们不可能通过争吵来把人带到神国。
And I tell you, if you argue people in the kingdom, some people can argue them out of the kingdom.
我告诉你说，如果你是通过这个争吵把人带到天国的话，那可能有另外一些人可以通过争吵的方式把他们又带离天国。
So, a person believe in God is totally God's grace.
我们要坚信一点，其实有人信主的话，其实也是都是因为神的恩典。
And man has nothing whatsoever to boast about.
那所以我们作为人的话，我们没有任何可以夸口的。
Not even your faith is given by God.
即使是我们的信心，也是神所赐的。
I'm going to give an appeal to the unbelieving friends.
我在这里我想给在座的还没有信主的人有这样的一个邀请。
Christ wants to give you hope for the future.
主耶稣基督他想给你一个永恒的盼，给你一个盼望。
And he wants you to learn what does it mean by following him.
他向你知道说与他同行每一天是什么样的光景。
Because he will give you hope.
因为他要给你盼望。
And I'm boldly say that without hope, your life has no meaning.
我很大胆地说，如果没有盼望的话，其实我们生活是没有任何的意义。
May God bless his word.
愿神祝福他的话语。
Let's bow as we pray.
让我们低头来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us glorious hope.
主，我们谢谢你，你给了我们这个真的是充满荣耀的盼望。
And even though we have suffering and problems and darkness in our life,
尽管我们在我们的生命当中，我们可能有苦难，我们可能有经历黑暗。
But through your resurrection, you already prepare a place where there's no tear, no death, no suffering.
但是因为你从死里复活的缘故，你已经为我们预备了一个没有眼泪、没有哭泣的地方。
This is our hope.
这就是我们的盼望。
And with this hope, we can sustain our life on this earth.
也正因为有这样的盼望，我们可以在这个世界上存活。
And be effective in evangelism.
而且我们也可以在宣教的事情上能够更加的有果效。
So that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
好让你的旨意在地上成就，如同在天上。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.